Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for giving us the privilege of being mothers to our children, wives to our husbands, a caregiver to our families. And Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your will be done today. Father, that you would just have your way in our lives. And Father God, that we may change something because of your word. I give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to be talking about faithful mothers, God's true nurturers. And if you turn in your Bibles to Proverbs, the first chapter, beginning at the 8th verse. I know this is familiar to a lot of you. Proverbs 1, 8, and 9. It said, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck." They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. If you want to be successful, if you want to make a difference, listen to what you were taught by your parents. The Bible has many stories about faithful mothers, women like Hannah, the mother of Samuel the prophet, how she prayed for him continually, who anointed kings. Ruth, the Moabite daughter-in-law of Naomi, whose lineage Jesus was born into. Mary, the mother of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who carried the word in her body. And many others who believe God and receive blessings for themselves and their families. So what is a faithful mother? First of all, a faithful mother is a mother who is full of faith. Does that make sense? She believes what God says and she trusts him to do it. The Bible tells us that without faith it's impossible to please God. So a faithful mother is one who believes that what God has said and doesn't doubt. When times are tough, children get to acting up, she wants to throw in the towel, she believes not only for herself, but for her husband and her children. In times of crisis, she believes God to meet her needs. She brings her children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6 and 4. Need to mark that, ladies. Proverbs 22 and 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it." She knows the importance of praying for her family day and night. This world does not have your family's interests at heart. And believe me, they don't. Look at the commercials. Look at what they're trying to push off on you and your families. The world system is to keep your family broke with the latest and greatest toys that would not be kept for later use because they're going to be broken up in no time. That's so you can replace them, spending some more money. They want to keep our family in violent video games and not be at all caring whether our children can read or write. Burning and banning books because they tell the truth about our nation and its politics. Taking prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and public offices. The Word of God said in Matthew 10:33, "But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven." There are so many families that are not affected by the word of God because they don't get to hear it all the time. I remember there was a time when I was growing up that when Sunday morning came, it wasn't the news that was on. It was somebody telling you about what God is doing for you, what he can do for you. Also, there are so many families that are being raised by single parents, mostly women. Women who have had to be mother and father to their children. It's a tough job, but somebody has to do it. I know that it's hard to raise a child or children without both parents in the home, but try to do it without God. It's impossible. You can have mother or daddy missing, but when God is there, he makes up the difference. If you think it's an easy job, try doing it yourself. You will find that there's no such thing as a 9-to-5 work schedule. In addition, there's no such thing as sleeping 8 to 10 hours a night, especially with a child that is sick and not feeling well, needing a diaper change or a bottle at 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, most mothers are not just mothers. They are doctors, nurses, teachers, lawyers, and generally all around good guys. Sometimes they have to be judges, the jury, and the sentencing disciplinarians, and that's not so good. But when God is in the picture, good things happen. One that gives her family and everything to the Lord is blessed because God blesses that family. I said that firstly, a mother is one that's full of faith. Secondly, a faithful mother is a mother who is faithful in following God in her life. She doesn't give up on her faith because things are difficult. She keeps on praying. She keeps on seeking God. She has the patience to endure through the obstacle, any obstacle, until God comes through and fulfills his promise for her. Now, I'm talking to you as one from experience. As a single parent, see a couple of them over there. The other one would be here, but her husband is in the hospital, so she's not present. But I'm looking at my two daughters and their children. And I know God is a miracle worker and a way maker. He can make a way out of no way. There are many times and I was left with three babies. And let me tell you something. Babies don't come here by themselves. It takes somebody else to help make them. All right. Oh, I need to say that for Father's Day, huh? Well, anyway. But anyway, most of the time, majority of the time, that mother is left to raise those children. I know we got single parents in here, single mothers that are raising their families, and God is blessing them. I can see it. Keep your hand in God's hand. Trust him in everything you do. Trust that he will take care of every problem. When he says that I'm Jehovah Jireh, your provider, guess what? He is. He can make a way out of no way. I can tell you, man, I'm telling you, there were times when I was talking with my daughter and I said, you know, do you remember the time we were in Okinawa, Japan, and we had just moved into this place? And I said, there was a pack of beans, white beans, I think they were, in the cupboard, not cooked, in the package. We had nothing but water and a pot. I said, oh, Lord, how am I going to feed these kids? Because payday is like 2 weeks away. And I said, well, we're going to eat beans tonight. Didn't even have meat to put in them. We ate beans that night and gave God praise for the beans that we had because we could have been without anything. But the next day, they called me into the first sergeant's office, and I was like, oh, Lord, what did I do now? I'm going to jail. And they said, he said, Carol, please don't take offense. But he said, you're the only single parent I know here in our in our squadron. And he said, he was a first sergeant. And he said, I hope you don't be offended, but we have to give out some groceries to a family. And I was like, thank you, Lord. He said, I said, no, I'm not offended at all. And then he handed me a check. So let me tell you something. God will meet your needs. Because they ate good. I know they ate good because the folks that got the groceries eat good and they wanted you to have what they had. So God will work it out. Just trust him. I left going 22,000 miles with three babies. My nearest relative was 22,000 miles away. That was my nearest relative. But God was with me, never left me, never left us, took care of us. And they said, how you do that? Well, I didn't do it. God did it. I give him all the honor and all the glory for taking care of our needs. If you're a mother in here this morning, God wants to encourage you to grow to become a faithful mother. God is there to strengthen you in your role as a mother. Whether your children are small, teenagers, or even gone from home. If you're not a mother, I believe that the principles we see today, and we're talking about today, of being a faithful mother also applies to being a faithful man or woman of God. Every one of us, with no exception, has a mother for which we can be thankful to God for. Amen? Even if she's not here with us any longer. I praise God because he let my mother stay here for another year. And so she's 94 years. We're celebrating her life. And the song that I was singing was not for a mother that has gone on to glory, because my mother, like I said, is still here. And when she's here, my mom is funny. We named her, Charlie named her, OG Becky Lope. So she's original gangster, y'all. Yes. Never saw her drink, never saw her smoke, never heard her curse. She didn't fight with daddy in front of us. They didn't fight each other in front of us. They didn't even argue in front of us. But they raised us to love God. They raised us to be productive human beings to the society. Now, I'm not going to say everyone it took to. Me mostly. I was out there. But they raised us in the way that the Bible said to raise us. And even though I strayed, let me tell you something, I had to come back because God wouldn't let me go. God would not let them go. So parents, it might seem like it's hopeless. Might seem like, oh, God, I don't know what I'm going to do with these kids. Trust God. Trust that when he told you, after you gave your life to him, that I'll save you and your household, he knew what he was saying. I don't care what it looks like. Trust him. Keep praying. Watch it manifest in their lives and in your life. And you can give God praise for that. Children ought to thank and encourage their mothers. Why? Let me tell you what a mother's job description is. It's immense. As I said before, it's not just 9 to 5. In fact, a mother's job may require her to answer an urgent call in the middle of the night or the wee hours of the morning. In many homes, a mother is a primary caregiver for the children, caring for physical needs, feeding, giving bath, washing clothes, buying groceries, praying for the children, singing and reading to them, taking them to school activities, church activities, and friends' houses. Now, I don't even know how they can get all of that in one day. I'm serious. I was gone. I was in the military, so I had to be gone a lot. And I thank God for the people that he placed in my life the mothers that he placed in my life to help take care of those children. He put some wonderful mothers, you remember Sister Reeves, in our lives, and she just kind of took over. She was a family mama. Girl, don't worry about these kids. I got them. You know, and I realized I did not have to worry. God had people in places, provisions in places, had me in places that he said, I'm going to show you exactly who I am. And I thank God for doing that. So I said, children ought to thank and encourage their mothers. Ephesians 6:2-3 says, honor your mother and father. Father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, that you may enjoy a long life on the earth. That you may enjoy long life on the earth. Let me tell you something. God is not slack on his promises or his word. If you want to have a hard time, dishonor your folks. He didn't say you had to love them. He didn't say you had to like what they were doing. He said, honor them. I guarantee you when you do that, God will definitely bless you. We ought to do that because it's the right thing to do. God will bless us for it according to this promise. To every mother, I am wishing you a happy Mother's Day. And to every woman, I wish God's greatest blessings on you and your household. By living your life each day for the Lord, you will be blessed to continue blessing others. Right now, I'm going to pray for the mothers in the church. I'd like each one to come forward, and if you have your children with you, bring them. Amen. You come down to the altar. And if they're not here, you stand in for them. Amen. Amen. All right. Come on, Gregory. Your mom's not here, but your aunties are. All right. All right. Aren't these beautiful ladies? Beautiful ladies, God blessed you with beautiful people. And so you can look at your offspring and say, oh, thank you, God, because they're beautiful too. Because we're all made in the image of God. Amen. Amen. Father God, I just thank you. Thank you that when you made Eve, you realize that we were nurturers. And Father God, I know that man sometimes don't understand why we put up with so much. But you made us like that. You made us to be hopeful, not to give up, and to continue praying for our children. We continue to look for the good in them. Even though sometimes they don't show it, we look for it anyway. We are hopeful creatures, Lord. We put our hope and our trust in you. And I thank you, Father God, for the ladies here at this altar. For each and every one, Father God, I pray a special blessing, a special anointing on their lives. Father, as they minister to their household, as they minister to their children, let them be mindful of how they look to their children, to their families, to the community, to anybody that sees them, Lord, and that they see you and not us. God, we thank you. We give you praise. We dedicate our lives to you even more so right now, Father God. We dedicate ourselves as mothers, as women of God, as your children, we thank you. And Father God, we will give you the praise, honor, and glory as you continue to bless us. Father, I lift up each and every mother that has lost a loved one. Especially lift up our sister Rosetta. Father, I pray, Father God, that you will continue to bless and keep her. It's hard when your children go before you. And so, Father God, I pray that you would just touch her, heal her heart, Father, as she continues on. We know that we're not here just for anything, but we're here to give you honor. We're here so that the world can receive the love that you poured into us. Father God, we thank you. And we give you praise. We ask this right now in the mighty and matchless name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.